Greetings and welcome to today's the Present Truth program. I'm adjusting my volume. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. On Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program, 9 to noon. Lewis Carroll, born in the 1800s, wrote a book, Alice in Wonderland. I think the first book published was in like 1865. And Carroll was a mathematician. Brilliant individual. And he realized that there were two dimensions. A dimension that was visible, a dimension invisible. And he didn't have a way to express through his abilities in math. He could see it. It's evident that in the equations, math problems, he could see there were two dimensions. The only way he could describe what he understood was through literature. He wrote the book Alice in Wonderland. On the surface, there was a reality that we see, but going down in the analogy, a rabbit hole, you go into a completely different dimension, a completely different world, a world that is odd, strange, but can still be understood through reason. And we live by what we see, hear, smell, what we think, senses, but we don't, other than to intuitive ability. And in life, there are these times where we have experiences of things that we can't explain, like the boogeyman, demons, things move, things go bump in the night, people who seem to be insane, but you can tell there is something, they're not in their right mind. It's as if they have been possessed, which does happen. The psychiatric world is very familiar with people who are influenced by something from another world. They don't want to use the word demons, but they do know that these people, there is something not just natural about them, but something supernatural, something invisible, something that can control them. Christ would go into the countryside away from Jerusalem and cast the spirits out of people, cast demons out, hidden things in that rabbit hole. The reason I'm going in this direction today is I have worked with people in the past, friends that were prominent, and with one individual that I was working with, his father was very brilliant, an engineer, worked for the government, Navy, worked for the Saudi Arabians, worked all over the world, building things. And he was always bidding against the British, bidding against the Rockefellers, Bechtel, Brown and Root, all the corporations in this country that build nuclear power plants, coal-fired electrical plants, and visiting with this friend, he was like his father. He was working in a world that very few people ever do business in. How are you going to build something for Saudi Arabia when you're bidding against the British, the Germans, the Rockefellers, GE, against IBM? You're not allowed in that world. And I told the friend the best way to explain it. I told him, I said, you know, your dad was able to conduct business in a world that people are not allowed in. You don't bid against Boeing, Martin Marietta, General Electric, DuPont. You don't bid against these people and win contracts and get contracts to build military bases unless you're part of a group of individuals working or operating in a world that, the best way I could explain it, if you take the whales, you have all the different species of whales, sperm whales, orcas, you name it. Well, in that world, in the ocean where they swim, they don't have natural enemies. They go where they want to go. They do what they want to do. They're left alone. And sharks don't swim with them. You know, there aren't a species of fish that swim with them. They're a world unto themselves. And there is a world out there that we have been watching, and I'm going to attempt to do the impossible and explain it when I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com. I'll be back.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360KHNC.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360KHNC.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call, Alice. When she was just small.
All right. So to continue with the story, whales. There's a world that they travel. There aren't any creatures that travel with them. They go where they want. They do what they want. They have appointments. And these whales that I'm referring to are the individuals, the families that have built the world as we know it. In this world, they decide, well, I put it this way, they own the metals in the ground. They know where the metals are, the rare earth minerals. They know how to take, and they have the way to take rare earth metals or metals to production, to build steel, iron, aluminum, brass, zinc, lead. These whales have built the world. These people are brilliant. We call them the rich, the wealthy, the oligarchs, the royals. They are needed. We may not like them because they are presently, their objective is to disappear as many people off the face of the earth as possible. But in the Bible talks about these people. These people built the Tower of Babel. They built the Egypt, the pharaohs. They didn't build the pyramids. The pyramids were built before Adam existed. These people, in the world that they are in, generally, it is an isolated world. It is a world you are not allowed to be part of with the pharaohs of Egypt unless you were the child, the son, the family of Pharaoh. You didn't rule Egypt. And presently, these people, as evil as they are, they have built, they were the ones that have brought us modern transportation in the air, on the ground, through rail, to the oceans, and they're needed. God, in the Bible, makes it clear that they have the ability to do things that are needed. They're a family. Noah had three sons, and each son had a specific ability, and each son had a, you might say, it was prophesied what they would do, who they would be. You have, of the three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, you have Shem. Shem would be the family that would be more spiritually inclined, sensitive to spiritual things. And in the family of Shem, you have the Jewish people. You have the people of the east, of the Orient, into China. You have India throughout that area. And they're, what drives them are spiritual things, the Hindus, the Buddhists, The Muslims to a much, much lesser degree. The Muslim is a different kind of worship. It's not the worship to add or to actually see the deep, deep spiritual things. It's more of a, it's an army. It is a political world. So I exclude Islam. But the Buddhists, the Hindus, to Tibet, that's the children of an Israel. That is the children of Japheth. The children of Ham are the darker skinned nations, and they have an ability to be those people, individuals that are a great help to humanity. And it's a very delicate matter, but they love to serve. It's just in them. And when Christ, on the day that he was going to Golgotha to be put on the stake, he had to carry the tree on his back. Well, it was Simon, I believe it was Simon, who was from the race of Ham, who helped Christ carry his burden, helped Christ carry the cross. And this was the most noble position of the three sons of Noah. God likes to mock man, and God does mock man. The noble position, the race that was going to help Christ carry the cross, carry the weight of the suffering Messiah, was an individual from the lineage of Ham. A noble, noble position. God could have brought in Japheth and could have brought in Shem. Shem is the one with the religious abilities, but he didn't. He brought in Ham. Japheth, the third son. This is the family that would go more to the north and to the west. This is the family that would take what Ham, all of his abilities, Japheth would take and record those abilities and add to those abilities. Japheth would be the lineage that would be the great industrialist, the family that would be the best in technology. And through Japheth, we have exploration into outer space. We have development of the nations through the corporations, technology. The greatest technology didn't come from the African nations concerning digital technology. It came through, I'll just use Bill Gates as the example. He's from the lineage of Japheth, and it was the light-skinned families that would be the families that would really develop the world. And it is historical fact. It's history. It's not nothing to do with race. It is just history. The Germans from the children of Japheth, one of the greatest industrial nations with the best manufacturing, best, look at their vehicles. Now, in the world, in the land of the whales, now we're going to switch to the political world. In this country, this nation was created and made great by the sons of Japheth. We became a religious system through the children of Shem, the Jewish people, who would be responsible for bringing Gentiles into the worship of Messiah. And the Gentile people would become the people that God would add a family that would be born again. America was great through religion, through the belief in Jesus Christ, not in Buddha, not in Islam, not in Hinduism, not in any other religions. It was through Christianity, true Christianity. Also children of Ham, the darker skinned people. I have friends that are pastors that are black. The one thing they love is to serve. It is the highest, the most dignified position, and Christ himself said, "He that is the greatest among you will be your servant." And we have it reversed in our culture. The greatest among us are the wealthy, the educated, those who take, use, and return very little. The greatest are those who serve, who build, who make a country what it is at the base level. You know, we can buy vehicles, but without a tire that's flat being fixed, that vehicle's going to sit. So the Hispanics and the black people, according to Christ, and this is internationally, they are the individuals with the most dignity. And these are the people that those that are in positions of power and authority and wealth are trying to cull, trying to destroy, trying to disappear. We are always going to have the poor. Christ, his words are true always. There will be the poor among us. To see and expose the hearts of those who have. And Christ said in the days before his return that the whole earth, the mankind in general, is going to suffer. And then when Christ returns, he gives an example of the sheep and the goats. And there are these people in the world that Christ tells them, because you clothed me, you gave me food, you fed me, you gave me something to drink, you visited me when I was in prison, you're going to enter into the millennial kingdom, into the joy of the Lord. And these people say, "Lord, we don't know you. We don't know who you are. When did we help you?" And he'll tell them, "When you gave me a little assistance, you helped me." I'll be right back.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1,
then Christ talked about the goats. The goats are the ones who won't help their fellow man. They won't give them something to drink, something to eat, clothe them, visit them in the hospital. And Christ says to these goats, because you didn't assist me, you're going to go to eternal fire. And these goats say, Lord, we don't know who you are. When didn't we help you? When didn't we feed you, clothe you, give you something to drink, visit you? And he'll said, in that you didn't do it to the least of one of these my brethren, you didn't do it to me. Selfishness has a reward. Fire. Now, going back to these three peoples, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Shem, they build the world. They are like whales that travel in the world, in through time, in the ocean, and no one gets into their little world. No one travels with them. Well, in the political world, it's exactly the same way. Donald Trump, he was in real estate, many different things in his with his businesses, with his corporations, and he wasn't necessarily allowed into the world of the whales, but he did interact with them. But the one thing in that world that was verboten was for him to be part of a political world that they control. He can do real estate. He can build whatever he wants. He can buy properties. He can have television shows. That's fine. But when it comes to the power structure, when it comes to actually having power to change things, no, he is not allowed. The whales, the rulers of the world, the wealthy, the royals, the oligarchs, they're the ones that control, for the most part, money. But they definitely, their main control, the way they control things is politically. For Donald Trump to run for office, and he was going to run in 2012, but he made a wise decision to wait. He knew he couldn't beat Barack Obama at midterm. He knew that. He waited till about a week before he had to announce his run for office. He waited for about a week before and realized it wasn't time yet. Obama took second term. Trump knew that after, he knew he could beat Hillary. He knew he would beat her. And he knew he had the momentum. And the people, after Obama, the conditions were right. Perfect timing. In spite of Hillary, her past, her power, her lineage, her wealth, her witchcraft on the nations of the world, she was not going to be allowed to be the president of this country because, according to the Bible, there would never be a female president of the United States of America. She knew that. And eventually, toward the end of her, by the first debate, Hillary had a rude awakening. Trump beat her hands down in the debate. He kept his composure. She was irritated. She was upset. She was beginning to lose composure. No one had ever publicly humiliated her like Donald Trump. No matter what she came back with, no matter what powerful lies she had, what untruth she had, he had her on her heels. The second debate was even worse. By the second debate, Hillary knew it was over. She knew it. But because she is vindictive, in the third debate, she figured she could turn things around in that third debate. She knew she had to. But immediately, when the gun went off and they began, in spite of her being helped by the people that were doing the, I forgot the name of the people that were actually hosting this, or they were the commentators, or I forget the word. In spite of them doing everything possible to help Hillary, it was to no avail. And it was in the second debate, I think it was the second debate, where she brought out this Russian collusion, because she knew it was over. She was going to have to go to the Obama plan, to the Obama-Clinton plan, to bring in Russian collusion. Trump was not allowed, wasn't going to be allowed, into the world of the whales. It's impossible. Yeah, they'll let him make money. He can do real estate. He can donate to Hillary and to Hillary's campaign in the past and to everybody else, Republican, Democrat, didn't matter. But to allow him to be the individual that is going to debate Hillary Clinton, that right there was the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. There already, everything was stacked against him. But because in the Bible, there is a principle in the book of Daniel that God appoints these kings, He appoints them when he wants them in a position in a nation, not just America, but in Israel. He appoints them, he puts them in power, and he removes them from power according to his eternal plan. Donald Trump became president of this country. Donald Trump is swimming with the whales. It is never, never allowed. It's always from the early 1800s, 1900s, the people that were going to, the men that would become presidents, it was pretty much already, they knew who was going to win. It was pre-planned. Donald Trump is the individual they didn't, he's the John Reacher or the Jack Reacher. He's the one they didn't count on. But once he became president, the whales began to gang up, and they'll do everything that is needed, and they do have the means to hinder him, stop him, remove him. But he was the only president. Reagan was allowed, Trump was not allowed, but Reagan became president, so did Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor.
The whales swim in treacherous waters, and Donald Trump knew how treacherous the waters were, but now he doesn't just know about it, he has the experience. From that last debate with Hillary Clinton, treacherous waters became even more treacherous. And there is a collision, you might say, of kingdoms, collision of powers, in this presidential season, this election season. a collision taking place in this country. Once again, Donald Trump is in treacherous waters. He was able to get through 4 years in spite of everything, every rogue wave that came to halt him, hinder, stop him. He was able to move through, continue, accomplish things that he was ordained to accomplish. And the main things that he accomplished is he's the first president to visit, to go to Israel, to the Western Wall, and pray. Obama, Carter, all the other presidents, previous presidents, were allowed, they did it, some did go it sometime later after their terms were over to the Western Wall, but never during their administration. Donald Trump fulfilled prophecy when he did that. Donald Trump also fulfilled prophecy by making Jerusalem the capital of Israel, by announcing that Israel and recognizing that Jerusalem is the capital city of Jerusalem. And he did fulfill prophecy with Israel, which was needed. And by his announcing that America recognizes Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel, he doesn't know, and people don't realize, that he had to do that because it's in the Bible. And the reason Jerusalem had to be the capital is because someone after Donald Trump would eventually go to Jerusalem, and he will go to the holy place and declare himself to be God. He's called the Abomination of Desolation. The Jewish people don't recognize the term Antichrist because they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach. They are waiting still for their Messiah, so they don't recognize anything having to do with the name of Jesus. But they will recognize this individual not as Antichrist, but as the Abomination of Desolation. So Donald Trump fulfilled prophecy by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel. This is one of the things that would have to happen in the years before Christ's return. In about 3.5 years before Christ's return, somewhere in that vicinity, 3.5 to 3.75 years before his return, is when this individual known as the Abomination of Desolation will declare himself to be God. 3 years plus maybe 8 months later, Christ will be, he will rule here on earth. He will have returned, will rule. The Antichrist will be thrown into the lake of fire with the false prophet, and Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. That's just some biblical prophecy. So there's a collision of kingdoms, a collision of powers in the United States of America. Now there's also a collision of kingdoms externally, a collision with the United States and Russia, China, Islam, Israel. Yes, America is in a collision with Israel. And America is in a collision with many of the Islamic nations. So you have in the country a collision of powers. The powers being the political structure, the Democrats, Republicans, rhinos. There's going to be a power shift in this country. We think the election is going to be the change of powers. No, it's much, much deeper than that. The change of power is going to be a complete change. There is going to be an overhaul of America's political world. This overhaul is going to eliminate one political party, and when the dust settles, there will only be the what we would understand as a Democrat Party. It's not a Democrat Party. It's a hard extreme left party. It is so hard left, it would be just like what happened to Germany in late 30s and early 40s. That's how hard a turn this new power structure coming to America. We as American people have never experienced the oppression that is going to come. And these people are going to try to get ahead of prophecy. The Lord said that there's going to be a 7-year period of time. It's going to be split in two, a first half and a second half. The first half will be tribulation. The second half will be great tribulation. I'll be back. We're going to finish out the hour in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
So with this collision of kingdoms, I kind of liken it to this. I think it was on Netflix, Game of Thrones. You had seven kingdoms clashing with each other. And there was the main kingdom called the Kingdom of, what was it? Kingdom of Iron. And everybody was, whoever could control the kingdom of iron, I think, would be the eventual kingdom that would rule. But the enemy was the what they call the these creatures. What were they called? The white. They were trying to rule the Iron Throne, and these creatures were the White Walkers. And we have in the world this kind of collision taking place. And at the end of the day, Russia, China, the United States, Israel, you have Islam, all these kingdoms fighting. But there is this White Walkers. Who are the White Walkers? They are the whales that I've been talking about. It is a group of very powerful people that have controlled the Western world for 500 years, especially the last 120, 30 years. And their Iron Throne is being threatened. Threatened by Russia, China, threatened by Donald Trump, threatened by MAGA, threatened by conservatives, threatened by the Christian people in this country. And the Iron Throne is the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan. And it's a spiritual war. We're going to go from a war with bullets, bombs, high tech, to a spiritual war, which has already begun. You cannot fight demons and fallen angels with bullets. It takes prayer. It takes the hand of God. And this shift in these collision of kingdoms without and the collision of powers within is evident. It's evident in this political race that's taking place right now nationally with all the seats that are up for grab with the presidency. These White Walkers are not going to allow Donald Trump. They're not going to allow him back in office. I'm looking at continuity of government. I'm looking at all of the systems within this country that are working presently together. We're going to have a, there's a term I'm looking for, and I only have 20 seconds to remember it. We're going to have a coup by the Democrats to keep Trump out of office. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Visit tomorrow.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.